IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
French court upholds bans on girls wearing abayas in schools. It was burqa before, you know, the veil on the face of the women. It was the large gowns, even of the men, you know. You are not supposed, for example, to go with the amama or something or the turban into the school. And now it's abayas for the girls. Even they are not allowed to go to gyms with hijab or dress code or something like that. Why France is so much against Islamic dress code or Islam at all, Brother Habib?
That reason depends. I think it also differs from one French individual to another French individual.
Mm-hmm.
But what really just brings up a big question mark on my mind is that you rebuke and criticize, for example, Iran. You rebuke and criticize Saudi Arabia. You rebuke and criticize the Islamic religion altogether for obligating an action. Now you yourselves are mm-hmm. obligating an action in the opposite.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you are trying to control what a woman wears and what a man wears. And that is against your principles or so-called principles or your principles that you claim are your principles, mm-hmm. which is democracy.
Mm-hmm.
We as Muslims have no problem in claiming we are obliged to wear this, we are obliged to do that.
Yes.
We're not afraid of that.
Yes.
But you who claim to be that human beings, you come from the principle that human beings are free mm-hmm. to do what they desire and want, and along with, of course, civil...
So-called civilized...
Civilization right. and yes. whatnot. Yet you are banning something that women, they themselves want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You ask this Muslim woman that she want to wear this, she will say, yes, I want to wear that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are denying her that right. So that's just a big question mark on your principles. That's the first thing that really pops up to my mind.
And they do not look at it from the cultural perspective, rather a very religious, radical religious one, because the other cultural minorities are free to wear whatever they want. For example, Africans have their own traditional customs, you know. They can wear it in France, or Chinese, or Japanese, or something like that. But now when they get to the Muslim women, so it is a terrorist attack, or I don't know.
The question is that there are some Jewish Orthodox Jews.
Uh-huh.
My question is that if an Orthodox Jewish woman who yes. has to wear a veil,
yes,
if she were to, for example, want to go to a public place,
mm-hmm.
would you allow her because she was Jewish, or is it just an Islamic thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is the fear that you're coming up as a yes. veil, the veil altogether?
Yes.
If it's the veil altogether, then you and the animals are one without any modesty.
Okay.
I would understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was because of an Islamic, it's an Islamic thing, that's
mm-hmm.
that's out of, you know, out of place. That's mm-hmm. hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, they've been hypocrites their entire, you know, history. Even the Eiffel Tower is a hypocrite figure or statue. Because when you go there, it's nothing. It's that's just right. pieces of metal without nothing. The streets
yeah.
are full of rats.
Okay.
People will smell. And it's full of drunks.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, that's France.
That's right. Okay.
You made me talk about the entire country.
And recently has been infected with the insects, you
the
know.
The bed bites. Yeah,
bed bites, that's
they're
right.
They're dirty, that's why.
Okay.
They're dirty.
With the bed bites, that's right. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, so why do you think the France is... Does it fear of the Islam spread or growth in France because we have so many Muslims in France now? You know, even the... Look, there was a football team... And one of the players was not the real match. It was a preseason rehearsal. So on the shirt is written, Allah is great. So that player is banned 5 years, you know, from playing football and more. So why any sign of Islam must be wiped out from France? Why?
Yeah, this is the really significant question that if you put ban, for example, on if it is a religious issue, yeah?
Yes.
Then, of course, there are Hindus.
Mm-hmm.
There are Sikhs with yes. that specific
yeah,
turban.
With the turbans, that's right.
Or, for example, there are Buddhists. There are, let's say, what is that, Jews, Christians. Lots mm-hmm. of religions are there. Why don't you put ban on them as well? if it is a religious issues. So if it is not, then why do you claim that you are kind of, you have a liberal kind of system, democracy, human rights, yeah, women rights, so morality or moral principles? And the question is that, of course, so if you believe in human rights, the question is that it, if a woman makes no difference whether she is Muslim or non-Muslim.
Yes.
If she wants to wear a specific kind of code of dress or clothing, then why don't you allow them? So it is her right, yeah, to have that kind of clothing. Or, for example, if you are, for example, a democratic system, you have a democratic system, you have principles of democracy, then why don't you let the people themselves to decide what to wear, what not to wear? I think, of course, this is very clearly discrimination.
Yes.
On justice, on fairness, which is happening against a specific group of people who are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And while the population of Muslim in Paris and many other cities, yes, are a lot, there are thousands or maybe millions of Muslims living there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do not let millions of people to have their own code of dress or dress code, then of course the question is that where is democracy, where is liberalism, where is, let's say, your morality, your ethical principles, yeah?
Yes.
So these, all of them will be put into the question.
Can I just add something?
Yes, that,
of course, this is very important. Like, if you're a neutral viewing us talking and saying that, okay, but you and your countries also, you know, have these regulations,
yes,
and rules and whatnot, that women should, yes, do this, women should do that. Why are you talking about the regulations and rules of other countries who are also doing that?
Mm-hmm.
We're saying it's very important to understand what us Muslims believe, especially in the Shia school of thought, the concept of at-ta'arrub ba'd al-hijra, which is pretty much leaving the Islamic lands after Islam. And it's prohibition. It is important that if one or an individual cannot continue to do the religious duty, then it's an obligation to leave that land to another land where they can.
Yes.
That's something that we keep in mind.
Yes.
The most important thing for us is our religion.
Yes.
Not state.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important as,
yes,
well. That our religion is more important, or is the important thing, and state, yes, is nothing other than a shadow.
Yes.
So what is important for us is our religion.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to allow us to do our religion like as you claim you do.
Yes, they
then,
claim.
Then they claim. Yes,
that's right.
They claim that.
Yes.
Because they claim that the democracy, yes, and that they're going to spread it, that all religions are one.
Our minorities are one. That's
they can,
right,
coexist,
okay,
and whatnot.
Yes.
If it's like that, then okay, let us live. Let us do as our religion asks us to do. If not, then slowly and slowly, Muslims, as their obligation, are supposed to leave the countries that they cannot do that. It may be hard. I know it's easy to say. I understand it's easy to say. But the thing is, it's your Islamic duty.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I think France has problems with Islamists.
Yes.
I think France's main problem is the fear that Islam will conquer France and bring Islamic laws into France. And that's the reality that everyone is trying to know, to be blind about.
Yes.
Islam has that power.
Yes.
I think that's one of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. And there's also a very nice book for the listeners out there to go review, Khatim al-Anbiya by Sayyid Sa'id al-Hakim, the late great Ayatollah who,
yes,
passed away,
yes,
a couple,
yes,
years back.
Yes.
This book is very beautiful. It talks about how the Prophet in little years made this religion so strong that it can conquer states without a ruler. So that's the beauty of Islam. That's the strength,
right,
of Islam. And I think that France is afraid of losing what they what they value.
Yes.
And they're not knowing how to deal with it precisely.
Well, you know that in 2024 Paris Games, you know, there must sports competitions in France to be held, and France banned the country's athletes from wearing headscarves up to an extent that the UN has rebuked France from doing so. So why not wearing, for example, hijab during a sports game, and what kind of democracy are you now talking about?
Don't give me a fraction and call it solution. Don't give me a prison and state. Don't give me oppression.
They say this is a terrorist garment or cloth. How a cloth could be terrorist? Sheikh Rouhani.
It is clearly a false claim, you know.
Yes.
For example, when a woman, when a Muslim lady wear that specific kind of clothing, how can it threat the others? How can it be considered as a threat?
Yeah, this is the main question.
Yeah, of course. The problem is that unfortunately sometimes there is misconception or misunderstanding of Muslims and Islam in the world, particularly in the West. If you go back to the history, look, I want to mention this historical part of the Islam, which is the, you know, governing and ruling of non-Muslim, non-Hindus, non-Buddhist Salatin and emperors in India for many centuries.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
Muslims were ruling on these, let's say, huge and extended land in subcontinental area. You see that still we have billions of Hindus and Buddhists there.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims never forced and pressurized them to change their beliefs, to change their mindset, to change their culture, their identity. They lived together, Muslims with non-Muslims, in the history of Islam. And that is why, though the kings and the Salatin in this area for many centuries were Muslims, but you see they let the Buddhists and the Hindus and the disbelievers to have their own culture, own land, own, values. And this is Islam, you know. And also in the Arab world and the Central Asia, we see for centuries, Muslims governed and ruled over them. But still we have non-Muslims. Even now, inside the Islamic Republic of Iran, you see that we have Zoroastrians living with their own, values, systems. And also we have Jews, we have Christians, we have Sabaeen, we have lots of different religions inside and within the Islamic territories. You know, Islam should not be considered as something like terrorist, because if they were terrorists, in these 1,400 years, they had a chance to destroy each and everything, not to let any religion to revive, you know, to alive, to be alive.
I think it's a matter of fear,
because the rulings of
France is very much intimidated of the countries that he colonized, most of them Muslims. Now he thought that, for example, they are taking revenge by spreading Islam inside the country, inside France, changing France from a secular one into, for example, a religious one, isn't it, Brother Habib?
I really can't, you know, claim anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their, you know, ideas are. I stated that what I, you know, assume is the reason why, the fear that they have toward from Muslims, that Islamophobic, you know, notion that they have. Other than that, you can't be precise about nothing. Sometimes hatred is just there. Sometimes it's inherited. Sometimes it grows. Sometimes it, you know, just appears all of a sudden. So I can't really just place my finger on it that this is the reason that you stated or whatever.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, the hatred is out there. It's clear as day and no one can deny it. And stating that they're taking their precautions is a lie. Precautions from what? I mean, there are various countries with hijabis and non-hijabis. They're dealing with the situation much better than you guys. They're having the time of their lives and it's okay.
That's right. Recently, there was this sports team, the gymnasts of Germany, you know, the women, that they all decided to wear full hijab from neck to toe. And it said that when we do a sport, for example, in the competitions, men are looking at us as sex dolls.
That's going back to the philosophy of hijab and its obligation. And
so
it's
a sport for the sake of a sport, Vinny did, not a sport for the sake of just looking at us at our naked body.
That's the thing, that human beings don't know what they need, don't know what the guidelines should be, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the all-knowing, places these guidelines. It goes back to that. And I think France, you know, they had a lot of philosophers during the times. And I'm quite surprised that none of the philosophers reached this theory that modesty is important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why their philosophers always go on to the feminist side of, you know, women should be able to show, women should be able to do, women should be able to this and that. Mm-hmm. It's maybe because they're over-sexualized. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of that.
Yes.
I don't know, but the Islam tries to embrace modesty.
Yes.
And again, women who fall into, let's call them attacks or catcalls or whatever.
Yes.
It's not going to finish.
Yes.
As long as men and women coexist and live together, there's always going to be this problem.
Yes.
So there has to be a line of modesty out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these women wearing it, I'm not surprised. Even the no-touch policy in some companies that's been brought up after the Me Too movement.
Me Too movement, yeah, that's right. Yes.
I think that really just opened up a lot of things. That, like, for mm-hmm. example, in our Islamic law, the Shia school of thought, there's no touching between man and woman.
Yes.
Of non-mahram, even the glaze, even the look, there are some limitations to how much you joke or if you can joke at all,
mm-hmm.
and at what you can look and what she has to cover. All these play a role. All mm-hmm. these play a role. But unfortunately, people forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the laws
them.
Are pre-planned over there in Islam.
Yeah.
Now the people of the modern world, 21st century, are looking for new laws. Okay. Sheikh Rouhani, any other remarks regarding hijab or abayas?
No, just one thing that I want to, again, re-emphasize is that, of course, in reality, hijab is not a threat. But if some of the people or individuals consider it as a threat,
mm-hmm.
it is clearly unjust and discriminative kind That's of right. approach towards Muslims.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib, for a nice elaboration regarding France's abaya ban and the France headscarves and hijab ban in the schools and public schools. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man, we're here for the same reason, we want to take back our land. Oh God, thank you for giving us the strength to